You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. California's 22nd congressional district is known as rock-solid Republican country. Spanning Tulare and Fresno counties, Republicans there hold a 10% voter registration edge. And in the last three election cycles, Tulare's Devin Nunes has won commandingly each time, with 67, 72, and 61% of the vote, respectively. The chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Nunes has recently become the subject of national attention after his involvement with the House investigation into Russian hacking of the campaign of Hillary Clinton. Now, with the election just a year and a half away, Nunes has already drawn a Democratic challenger, current Fresno County Deputy District Attorney Andrew Janz, who joins us today. Andrew, let me start with this. Walk me through the process of how you decided to jump into politics. You told the Fresno Bee that until recently you had not considered a political future. How did you go about making this decision?
Sure. I'm a lifelong resident of the Valley. I've lived in the district for most of my life. My father worked in factories. My mom worked in a hospital. So I grew up in a very normal working class family home. My dad served in the Peace Corps and instilled within me at a very young age the importance of public service. So he's been a big part of my life and, basically got me involved in public service. That's why I'm a DA. Part of my job is to be out there and advocating for public safety and for the rights of victims. We've seen over the last couple of weeks and months that the congressman hasn't been meeting with his voters. And that really pushed me to get involved. I think that the people of the district deserve a representative that's going to sit down with them and talk to them about the issues that affect them, the issues that are most important to them. And that person needs to go to Washington and represent those values and interests. So that's why I decided to jump in.
Have you been involved in active party politics here locally before, or is this also new for you in that sense?
This is all new to me. I'm not a career politician. But I'll say this, I've been involved in the community. My wife, she's involved in the community as well. She owns a small business here in town. So we're out and about, we meet a lot of folks and, they're all concerned about what's going on in Washington and about, the representation that our congressman's providing or lack thereof.
So why run? You kind of alluded to it a little bit in your criticism of the congressman regarding the town halls, but, I take it that it's deeper than that.
Sure. He's not doing his job. We need somebody that's going to go to Washington and go to bat for the folks that live in California 22. And we haven't seen that for the last 10 or so years. The congressman is pretty open about it. He's written and talked about himself being in a safe district. What we're here to do, and by the way, we're working with voters from all political spectrums, Democrats, independents, Republicans. We're talking to everybody, and everyone's equally concerned, and we just want to make sure that the congressman is held accountable and that he no longer feels that he has a safe seat that allows him to go and basically advance his own political agenda without thinking about the hardworking folks that live back here at home.
One of the issues that has proven to be controversial, of course, just in the last 2 weeks, the vote on the American Health Care Act, all of California's congressional Republicans supported that bill that significantly changes the provisions that Congress laid out under the Affordable Care Act. It could result in many millions losing health insurance coverage they now have. It's easy to critique that from the outside, but if you were in Washington, what would you want to see in a bill, in a health care bill, or is it just status quo with the Affordable Care Act as it is?
Sure. I think there was a poll out recently that said about 60% of Americans think that the Affordable Care Act should be protected and or improved upon, and that's my position. I'm going to go to Washington and make sure that pre-existing conditions continue to be covered. I'm going to go to Washington to make sure that this age tax that's included within this new bill is not a part of the healthcare discussion. I'm going to go to Washington and fight to make sure that, as I said before, pre-existing conditions are covered. One of the worst parts of the bill, I think, is the fact that women, the fact that you're a woman, is basically being treated as a pre-existing condition in itself. So there's a lot of issues that the people here are concerned with. And again, I've talked to people from all different political spectrums, Republicans, Independents, and Democrats, and they all agree that this piece of legislation that the congressman voted on last week, which, by the way, he did so without holding a single town hall or meeting with any constituents, not one of these folks that I've met with support this piece of legislation. So we need really a champion in Washington that's going to be an advocate for the people.
Part of running for office is raising money. As being someone who's new to politics, I imagine fundraising is something that you're also new to on at least on a political level. How do you realistically go about that and try to mount a serious campaign? As we've seen Democratic challengers in the past not fare too well come November. How do you go about raising the type of funding necessary to make this a serious race?
Sure. Like you mentioned, I'm not a politician. I've never done any fundraising before. But I can tell you this. There's a lot of excitement out there. There's a lot of energy. And there's a lot of folks that have gotten involved, both financially and support-wise on the ground. And we're looking forward to posting big numbers coming up by the end of June.
Before Representative Nunes got a national reputation on this Russia issue and the Intelligence Committee, he was primarily known for his advocacy here locally on issues of water. The Democratic Party has been strongly opposed in large part to his efforts to change the restrictions on water exports from the Delta to this part of the state and change the Endangered Species Act. If you were in Congress, would you pursue a similar agenda to Representative Nunes? Or would you be more in line with what Democrats in the House have generally been supporting?
Sure. I'm glad you brought this issue up because water is one of the most important issues for the region. I had mentioned in previous interviews that over the next few months we're going to be going on a listening tour and we're going to be meeting with experts. We're going to be meeting with local governments. We're going to be meeting with farmers, people who own land, environmentalists. We're going to be meeting with everybody. As we all know, water is a complicated issue, but I'd say this. Devin Nunes has made a number of promises in relation to water over the last 10 years. I don't think he's fulfilled any of his promises. And while we're on the topic of water, there's a number of water-related issues that are being totally ignored right now, especially in some of the outlying regions of our county and our region, unincorporated cities. We have an issue, a real issue, with clean drinking water. There are some statistics that show that some of our drinking water is some of the worst in the nation, rivaling that in Flint, Michigan. That's not being talked about by the congressman. We have our groundwater supplies is completely gone. The governor said we're out of a drought, but we still have a long way to go until we get back on track. So I think we need to have another, we need to push for legislation and laws and policies that will re-energize some of the groundwater aquifers that we've seen been decimated over the last several years. So, I'd point out this, that Devin Nunes likes to tout himself as a water expert, but I would argue that the region's water security has gotten worse, not better, over the last 10 years under his leadership.
You're currently a deputy DA with the Fresno County DA's office specializing in violent crimes. Are you still on the job there? Are you taking a leave of absence? What's going on with that side of your employment?
Sure. I'm still on the job. I'm working my 8 to 5 hours and then working on campaign stuff afterwards.
As a prosecutor, law and order is one thing that elected officials have to deal with. We've heard many people, including local law enforcement, local criminal justice folks, talk about the effects that criminal justice reform has had in California. We're talking realignment, Prop 47, Prop 57, Sheriff Mims, Chief Dyer, even D.A. Smitkamp have talked about what they perceive as a cause and effect relationship between some of those policies and an increase in crime. Have you seen that, and how do you view criminal justice law and public safety issues from an elected from someone who's seeking elected office?
Sure, that's a good question. I'd say this. Some of the effects of some of the pieces of legislation that we've been talking about, Prop 47, Prop 57, I think the effects of those are sort of going to be figured out in the long run. I think it's too soon to see really how Those pieces of legislation have really affected the criminal justice system. I'm someone that firmly believes that our criminal justice system isn't perfect, but we're always, especially those that work within the system, we're always striving to make sure that it's better, it's more just, and it's more fair. You know, we're taking a wait-and-see approach right now with regard to that. You know, some of the things that that we're talking about with regard to the campaign, you know, people are concerned about public safety. And I think that in part relates to some of this discussion that we've seen about immigration. And I think the police chief, Chief Dyer, came out. And I think also the mayor, Mayor Fresno, Lee Brand, talked about how immigration and some of the stuff that's going on in Washington affects our ability as, you know, prosecutors and people who investigate and prosecute crimes. The effects of some of the talk in Washington that has on being able to, you know, get witnesses to court, having them testify and getting them justice. A lot of people are concerned that, you know, if they show up or if they report crimes, that they might be prosecuted themselves or deported. And so that's something that we're focusing on. We want to make sure that people that are victims of crime have an ability to come forward and report what's going on with them.
You're talking about visas for foreign nationals who report crimes. That is something that is an issue. Also, under the Obama administration, President Obama had made civil rights a big issue, especially with regards to the tension that we had seen throughout communities and policing practices. President Trump's budget significantly makes cuts to those sorts of programs. In a time when, in many cases, in many communities, faith in law enforcement, especially among communities of color, is a big concern. From your perspective as a prosecutor and your perspective as somebody who's running for office, what do you think the federal government's role in trying to address that issue is, and what would you like to see there?
Sure. You know, I think during the presidential campaign, the president tried to tout himself sort of as the pro-law enforcement guy. You know, I think that, you know, it's a shame that some of these programs are being eliminated under his proposed budget. I think that this is a time and age where our men and women who serve need our support, both federally and locally. So I'd be opposed to any types of cuts to any, you know, law enforcement agency over the issue of politics. So I'd like to see some of those community-based policing efforts expanded upon. I think that there are studies that show that they help reduce crime and engender trust between law enforcement and the public in the long run.
Andrew Janz is running for California's 22nd Congressional District, challenging Tulare Republican incumbent Devin Nunes for the 2018 election. It may seem like a long ways away, but that clock is ticking, only 500 and something days away. Andrew Janz, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Joe.